especially Patrick and Lori. Today I'd like to discuss a subject that most of us know a lot about, the mark of the beast. It was very interesting. A couple of Sundays ago, I watched Living Church of God presentation on the mark. And they dogmatically state that the mark is already here. Not coming, it's already here. It's been here some time. And they spent a whole half hour of program showing that. Just to get an idea of what we're talking about, Revelation 13:16 has verses 16 and 17. He causes all to receive a mark on their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Okay? And in Revelation 14:9, if anyone worships the beast in his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, same things apply. And again in Revelation 20, verse 4, the saints who had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands reigned 1,000 years with Christ. So the question is this a mark, or, you know, what exactly is it? According to that presentation, it's the mark is Sunday keeping. And so the whole belief comes from essentially worldwide, and it's our understanding that, you know, as compared to us, the world is going to have the mark in that they keep Sunday, and they, I don't know, we got to figure out or watch and see what happens, that they can't buy or sell except on, you know, their terms. So to some extent, this isn't clear. It's like Paul says, we see things through a glass darkly right now in 1 Corinthians 13. There are other references to the mark, and I'm sure there's a good Berean that could correct me if I've missed any. Right, Denise? No, there are a few as well. Revelation 14:11, 15:2, 16:2, 19:20. They all use the term from Strong's 5480, keregma. Keregma meaning a scratch or etching, i.e. stamp. So it's usually considered as a badge of servitude. In the past, it's called preterist view of this thing. If you look up on the internet, you just go nuts. Why, all the different things you can find out about the mark. There's even one group that says the encoding on our food, you know, that's the mark. It's not, you know. But there's all sorts of ideas out there. But the preterist view refers to what happened in ancient times about the turn of the century or that. The 70 AD and thereabouts, that Roman coins had the emperor's head on them. And according to this belief, the Christians would not use that because that would be, you know, honoring the wrong Satan, you know, the wrong belief. So that was a case where they couldn't actually buy and sell because everything used those coins. So there's some ideas there. Virtually one of the idealist view, most consider it an allegory. So that would apply to be, you know, in fact, Sunday keeping as the mark and not a specific physical mark or literal mark. Now, the other thing this program brought out is our example in the Bible with a sign. And they equate the sign as being our identity, which it is an identifying sign. In let's see, we see Matthew 12:39, the sign of the prophet Jonah is one where this was used, and then Romans 4:11, the sign of circumcision of the heart is a seal of righteousness that Abraham had. That was physical as well. Strong's 4592, S-E-M-E-L-O-N, Semelon, an indication, especially certain or supernatural miracle. That's what that sign translates as. It's a little different than the kerygma. So it's quite different, in fact. In the Old Testament, the sign or token or wonder that is in Deuteronomy 6:8, bind God's laws for a sign upon your hand and as frontlets between your eyes. So there's a direct comparison, a hand or the forehead. And in Exodus 31:13-17, the Sabbath as a sign for the people of God is Strong's 226 OWTH, a signal as a flag or beacon or monument, omen, prodigy, evidence, mark. So they do say it could be a mark, miracle, sign, or token. That's the definition out of Strong's. So the Living Church of God is essentially saying the Sunday keeping is the mark of the beast. And God's people keeping the Sabbath is our identifying sign. They're different, but somewhat different. Now, these allegories are interesting, but if you told, and we just had the 75th anniversary of Auschwitz, if you told one of those Jews this, it was just an allegory, I think they might contend that we will be getting a mark and identifying, you know, to buy or sell. And so a lot of the beliefs, including the futurist view, is that there will be a currency, and they refer to the euro as an example, that will be the mark and not an allegory. So the lesson here for us, and something that we can encourage one another to do, is not be too dogmatic, because we only see through a glass darkly. It may well be that Sunday keeping is the mark, and you know our sign of Sabbath keeping are the two, and it is an allegory. But don't be too surprised if we are, you know, challenged to receive a mark at some point in the future in order to buy and sell. So we must keep an open mind to our beliefs, knowing God will reveal the precise meaning when we need to know. Okay, so we'll see it coming. Meanwhile, let's do our best to avoid locking in dogma that may prove to be wrong. You know, the Church of God, like many other organizations, has named dates from time to time that turn to be wrong. So that's the word of encouragement today, to just keep your eyes open and don't lock yourself in.